Deagle to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
It's related for Kelsey.
And welcome back, and we have Harley Schlanger here. And Harley, I'm sure you have some wise words of what's going on in the craziness of our current politics in America, what's happening to the, I call it the old world disorder. How do you think of that? Not new world disorder, but the old world disorder. Go ahead.
Well, I think the role that Nancy Pelosi is playing is a role as the leader of the war party right now.
Right.
She's taken over that position. There was an interesting interview with her. Actually, it was a town hall meeting. It was on CNN on December 5th, which I just got to see yesterday.
Right.
And Pelosi was asked, why didn't you support the impeachment of George W. Bush? And she talked about how, as a ranking member on the Intelligence Committee, she knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Right.
And she knew that that was a false pretense for a war. However, she described that as a misrepresentation and said that she didn't think it was an impeachable offense. Now, if you think about what happened as a result of the lies about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you've had over 1.5 million people or so killed. You had the refugee crisis, the emergence of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You had the destruction of that country and the spread of terrorism into neighboring Syria. Now, for someone to say that it was okay that George W. Bush lied, it wasn't impeachable, but that the charge against Trump that he was bullying Ukraine when there's not a shred of evidence of that, that he abused his power, it shows that this is someone who should not be in charge of an impeachment hearing.
Right.
And, you know, she was asked also on that same day, what about Ukraine? What can you tell us about Ukraine? And she said, this isn't about Ukraine. It's about Russia. Who benefited by our withholding of the military assistance to Ukraine? Russia. And then she said, sometimes people say, well, I don't know about Ukraine. Well, our adversary in this is Russia. All roads lead to Putin. And what I found interesting in the 14-hour debate yesterday, besides the fact that the Republicans held up pretty well, is that the Democrats are going back to the Mueller report, that they really feel that that was what should have been used for impeachment. And so they're arguing that it's Russia, Russia, Russia. Now, here's the real irony. What's happened in the last few days with Russia? Well, Trump met with Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and sent a message back to Putin that he's ready to have talks on arms control. It was a friendly meeting. It was an important meeting. Meanwhile, what was Putin doing? He was meeting with Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, at the summit of the Normandy Four in Paris, and the two of them are moving towards a resolution of the fighting in eastern Ukraine with Trump's backing and support. So on just those two matters, you have Trump, the peacemaker, on a peace offensive, and Pelosi and her crowd trying to destabilize the president at a point at which we're in some very intense negotiations. You also have the China development, that they did sign a phase one agreement, minimally to lift some of the tariffs, but more importantly, to move ahead with the grand deal that they've been talking about. You had the Mexican free trade agreement go through the Congress, which Pelosi kind of did because she felt if she didn't, it would be hard to say the Democrats are doing anything. And then you also had the Boris Johnson election in the United Kingdom. So from the outside, looking at this, one would have to say that Trump is going to be strengthened by this idiotic flight forward of the Democrats. But the danger is that any destabilization of Trump threatens to put us back on the short course towards war. So that's my initial take. And then we also should talk a little bit about the Horowitz report, because that's quite significant.
Let me insert a comment. I've been doing a number of interviews, about 7 or 8 now, with Greg Ford, who'll be on the third hour. I got an interesting little take on what you've already said, and Lewis has been trying to say this for decades, about setting us up for war. It's actually setting up for the danger of war, so we will surrender to world government. Does that make sense?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the reason that there's an opposition to Russia and China in particular is that they're not supporters of this globalization process. And there's an attempt to bluff them into accepting the terms of the World Trade Organization, and so on.
Let me explain a couple of different vectors on that. I agree with you that Russia and China don't want to be captured by the global New World Order, which, by the way, is run by America and Britain and the European Union, et cetera, and the Five Eyes. So probably 90% of the world economy is controlled by, quote, the reserve system of the United States, and the SWIFT system was parallel made 5 years ago by China, and then Russia is using that now. But what I see happening is, at the same time, Russia is very paranoid of us. And you're right. What we're doing is actually frightening some of the people or powers in Russia that we're about to attack them. On October 5th, 2017, that's over 2 years ago now, the Russians had 40 million of their citizens do a war game simulation, assuming that the West is going to attack them with nukes. They have justifiable reasons to be worried about that, especially with our behavior with Ukraine, etc. So what I see happening is the war party, like the Democrats and so on, are actually pushing us further to the danger of a possible war, a thermonuclear biological chemical exchange. And what Trump's trying to do is stabilize the thing so that Russia can become a G8 nation again. The Belt and Road isn't just a Chinese project, which I know a lot of people criticize and say, it's just China taking over everything. No, it isn't. If it's done properly with multiple site investments of the four powers agreement that Lyndon LaRouche talked about, it won't be a Chinese thing, it'll be a world thing, right? So it's like when people talk about socialized medicine. I don't want socialized top-down medicine. I want medicines even beyond that, but I don't want government bureaucrats and politicians controlling it, or fat cat drug companies and lawyers getting fatter. I don't want a system where they force vaccinate people the same thing. So in other words, you can make a comprehensive system for everybody, including world trade. That doesn't mean that China's going to get control of our markets and so on, or steal our technology. And that's what something's already in phase one of the deal with China, is already respecting they're not going to steal our patents anymore. People don't understand China wants to make a deal, because they know that if they don't make a deal with Trump on this, especially if he gets term number two, they're dead in the water. And the other Asian countries and other countries are picking up all these factories that are moving out of China now. And so Xi knows that if he plays this right, China will still prosper and do well. But if he doesn't play well with Trump, it's going to be disastrous, isn't it?
Well, I think that Xi's view is that they will get a deal with the United States.
Oh, I think so, with Trump. Not with the Democrats, though. The Democrats don't want a deal, do they?
Well, a lot of Republicans don't want a deal either. I mean,
exactly.
Is not Democrat.
They're the rhinos. They're the rhinos. Well, see, both the rhino Republicans and they call the demon rats are both causing trouble. And that's why Trump is getting stabbed in the back by so many of his rhinos, as well as these darn crazy Democrats. They both have their version of the New World Order. They don't want America to prosper, have a stable world government and world trade, do they?
Well, this is why Trump took on the Bush machine in 2015, 2016, because the Bush machine is part of this globalized world order.
Right.
Now, the important factor here is, and this is what I would prefer to look at as the way to see this thing, is that there is a new economic system emerging as a threat to the existing British funny money system.
Right.
And by British funny money system, I'm talking about monetarist economic policies controlled by private central banks,
right,
which is what the European Central Bank is, the Bank of England, the Federal right. Reserve, and so on. Now, these banks, these central banks, function on behalf of the interests of private banks.
Right.
And generally, in the post-war period, at least initially, there was a coherence of interest between these private banks and development of nations. That is, they, whether they were good or bad bankers isn't the question. They saw the benefit of a growing real economy. But somewhere about 40, 50 years ago, when the plug was pulled on the Bretton Woods system, some of these bankers got super greedy. When they saw right, the opportunity right. to make huge profits from speculation, and they saw on the other side that investing in physical production wouldn't give them super profits, instead of choosing to do what's good for the nation, namely making sure our nation has physical economy, infrastructure, new research and development, new technologies coming online. Instead, they went into the speculative model and turned the world economy into a casino. Now, at the same time, China was beginning to emerge out from under the long dark night of Maoism in the late 1970s with Deng Xiaoping. And the Chinese understood at that point that a peasant society would forever be a problem for China, that they had to uplift their peasantry out of poverty and do that through industrializing, mechanizing agriculture, and so on.
Right.
And it's been
right.
a long process, but China has lifted 800 million people out of poverty.
Right.
And they've created the world's largest middle class.
Their middle class is bigger than their entire population, isn't it?
Yeah, so they're heading toward 350,000 people, 350 million. I'll tell you
right.
one of the ways you know that. If you go to a city like Vienna or Paris or even Berlin, you see large numbers of Chinese tourists now who
right.
the way you used to see American tourists in these countries.
Right.
The Chinese middle class is now traveling all over the world. They're sending their children to universities all over the world. And they're developing a modern society. While
right, which,
West,
by the way, this is the thing that's going to cure them of some of the totalitarianism that still has some remnants still hanging on. Like their one-child policy went to two, and then we're going to start seeing. And under Xi, although he hasn't fixed everything, it's considerably better than it used to be, isn't it?
Well, and for people who want to compare with China, I'll just tell you what Bill Binney told me, which is that for people worried about the social credit system in China, take a look at what YouTube, Google, Amazon, and others, the profiles they're using with the NSA, sharing with the NSA of Americans. We're
right.
as much surveilled as the Chinese are. It's just that we have this illusion that we're free.
Do you know that 2 weeks ago, the entire biometric database of the United States government was handed over to Amazon, database analysts?
Yeah.
Yeah, now people have to understand, you know, you want to criticize these countries, but what they're developing here is actually more levels of sophistication than they have even, right?
Yeah, and for what reason? Well, they're trying to pull every last dollar out of a shrinking middle class in the United States.
Well, there's another agenda beyond that. Let me explain where we're going, okay? I'm a class of doctors that actually are breaking through to actually cure aging. Now, I'll make a prediction that's going to happen. We're 80 years away from the end of the 21st century. 80 years from now, the average person, probably three-quarters of the population will be over 100 years of age. And there'll be a group called the elderly. In other words, well, physically active and mentally active, elderly people doing sports, mountain climbing, skiing, doing other things. And society's not ready for that. They're not ready for a wealthy population that's paid off their home decades before, get their fifth PhD, buying corporations, developing new technology. They're not ready for it, are they? And so the globalists want to control that. They don't want us to have an elderly, wise, and empowered population, do they?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, we have Harley back. Harley, we're going to bring on the next segment because you've got a sore throat. Greg Ford, and later on we'll bring on Susan Lindauer to kind of maybe make some comments. Go ahead and analyze the Horowitz report, because I believe you're right. There's 17 points here which are going to be like we call legal info bombs that are going to make Durham and Barr go crazy. And I guarantee the color for 2020 is orange. Orange jumpsuits for the criminals that did bad stuff are now going to be caught and are going to go to the big house, as they say. Right?
Well, here's the point. There are a lot of people who put too much hope into the Horowitz report because they were just so upset that this has gone on for so many years with no counter. Now, Horowitz, as an inspector general of the Justice Department, had to limit his investigation only to Justice Department activities, which means he couldn't look into the CIA, he couldn't look into Australian and British networks, but he could look into the FBI. But he didn't have subpoena power or grand jury power, meaning he did not have the capability to do indictments. So his conclusion sort of corresponds with that, where he said there are all these things done wrong by the FBI, but he wasn't able to find that they had malign intent, and he found that there was a predicated reason for them to investigate the Trump campaign.
Right.
Now, that said, here's what he did find. 17 egregious examples of FBI violations of law, FBI incriminating acts, FBI corruption. And the most significant is that he made clear that the FBI knew that the Steele report was a fraud, the so-called dirty dossier about Trump. They knew it was a fraud. They knew every aspect of it was a fraud. They had interviewed the source that Steele cited on the most extreme examples of Putin allegedly filming Trump with prostitutes and things of that sort. They interviewed the guy, and they knew that he was a fraud and that Steele's report was fraudulent, but they used it anyway.
Right.
And that in itself is damning of Comey, because he signed off on it, of Rod Rosenstein, of McCabe, and then Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and others. Now, secondly, and this is the one that I find most interesting, they went after Carter Page as one of the lower-level so-called Trump operatives who had Russian ties, allegedly Russian ties. Now, it's true, Carter Page did speak to some Russians. He was in the energy business. He was spending time in Moscow. But at the same time he was doing this, Horowitz shows that Carter Page was reporting to the CIA.
Right.
He was actually working with the CIA and profiling these Russian networks. Now, the FBI and the DOJ, the Justice Department, and Steele claimed he was a Russian agent, as did Mueller.
Right.
But they knew that he was with the CIA. And so a lower-level attorney at the FBI changed an email so it made it appear that the FBI didn't know that. And so Horowitz discovered that, and people were thinking, well, Horowitz is going to use that to blame a lower-level guy. No, the report basically says that the superiors at the FBI knew it and knew that the email had been changed.
Right.
So this is a dump into the hands of Barr and Durham, who do have subpoena power and do have the use of a grand jury,
right,
to nail to the wall people like Comey. So I think that this is one thing that I just wanted to get across. It's not that Horowitz is corrupt, or who knows whether he's corrupt or not. He did do a thorough job in destroying the credibility of the FBI.
Right.
Now, second point I just want to make very quickly, which I think is really important, and this is something that I hope Trump will bring up. If this kind of impeachment becomes acceptable, then what you're establishing is a British parliamentary system rather than the American presidential system.
Right.
You turn the president into a figurehead. As long as he goes along with the leading party in the Congress, he'll be acceptable. But as soon as he crosses the line, they have a right to replace him. That's the way the parliamentary system works. The strength of our American presidential system is that a president is elected by the entire nation to represent the interests of the entire nation, which may go against what people in the Senate or the House want.
Right.
And they're entitled to do that. For example, Trump pulled the U.S. out of the climate change conference, the Paris Accord, in October. Pelosi went to Madrid to the recent COP25, the so-called climate change conference, and she went there and said, I'm coming here to tell you we're still in. Now, Trump said we're out, and we officially filed the papers to get out. Who is Pelosi to have the power to go in and say, no, we're in? Similarly, you saw, Bill, and we talked about this last week at the hearing before Schiff's committee, where all these consummate professional diplomats and intelligence people said they disagreed with Trump. That's why they were so alarmed. Well, the president is elected for his judgment to be put into effect.
Right.
Nothing Trump did was illegal or threatened the security of the United States. It just went against business as usual by a bunch of corrupt, immoral globalists.
Well, you saw that with the comments of Kent and his buddy. What?
Taylor.
What's that?
Taylor, but also Fiona Hill.
Yeah, Fiona Hill did the same thing. But remember, Fiona Hill is a Soros operative. These people are all basically proxies to an alternative viewpoint where the deep state and the lifetime federal and foreign bureaucrats set the policy, not the president, which is not constitutional. It's the president that sets the policy. And these guys are nuts, but this is what the Democrats are trying to do, is they're trying to make it, you're right, go back to a British parliamentary system, aren't they?
Well, and that's the important point, because if you then look at what I said earlier about Pelosi's comments on the Iraq war, the person who provided the dossier that was used by the Bush administration to go before the UN and the Congress to say that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, that came from Sir Richard Dearlof, the head of MI6.
Right.
The same Sir Richard Dearlof was the mentor for Christopher Steele. And when Christopher Steele was running into some problems with the FBI, when some people in the FBI were questioning whether his report on Trump was valid or not, Dearlof vouched for him. So here you have two occasions of direct British interference with U.S. policy, where Pelosi and others felt compelled to go along with the British viewpoint.
Right.
When Trump goes against the British viewpoint, as he is in Ukraine, as he is in Syria, as he is in Afghanistan, as he is with climate change, as he is with free trade agreements, they say, well, he's abusing his power. And when he protects his right to withhold documents that he feels would undercut his authority, he's accused of obstruction of Congress.
Right.
So I think what we're seeing here is a very clear case of a Anglo-American elite rising up against a president who doesn't accept their axioms, their postulates, their paradigm.
Right.
And the question now is, can we get enough in the American people to recognize that Trump is acting in their interests, whether you like him or not?
Right.
He's acting in the interests of the American people, whereas these professional bureaucrats and intelligence officials and others are acting in the interests of a private class of extremely wealthy financial controllers and swindlers, and trying to protect their system.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, it's that simple, isn't it? I believe that when they only have done these two last things for their impeachment, it's going to blow up in their face. And it's my feeling that when they have the full vote next week, the Democrats are in districts where Trump won dramatically. If they vote for impeachment, they're going to be removed from office so that the House and the Senate will come back to Trump. He'll win the presidency. And the Democrats will have committed a form of geopolitical hari-kari. They're going to disembowel themselves geopolitically.
Well, Bill, there's only one problem with that scenario, which is that I think what's going to happen is that the Democrats will vote to impeach him in the full House next week. The Senate will reject the indictment, the impeachment, and clear him.
Right.
But before Trump waltzes to the November 2020 election victory, he's got to deal with the other problem, which is that these same financial elites are prepared to pull the plug on the financial system. There are many, many more signs in the last couple of weeks that they are moving to pop the bubble on the stock market. They're just running it up before they do. And this is why Trump must take preemptive measures to protect the country from the crash that these swindlers are preparing to unleash. And that's why Glass-Steagall and the Hamiltonian credit system...
Well, there's more to it than just trying to prevent Trump. Here's what Trump's doing. Next year, and I have this from my intel sources too, they're going to start chipping and biometric tracking all American citizens and citizens from every country. In other words, the Mark of the Beast system in the Bible is going to start next year. So what they want to do is they have a controlled demolition of the world economy, which Lyndon has been fighting for five decades. And when they have this controlled demolition, the next system they want to control as well, which is a digital system that they have in their supercomputers. Although Trump is a factor, he's delaying the implementation of their plan, which is why they're so freaked out about him.
And so, but that's why right. He has to move preemptively against him.
Yeah, he does.
And that's why we've given him the game plan for that. Glass-Steagall will completely disrupt what they're doing with the repo markets and protecting debt.
Exactly.
Secondly, using the Glass-Steagall to then carry out a mandatory financial bankruptcy reorganization of the largest banks to write down the debt. And then once you do that, you ensure outside of the Federal Reserve System that there will be credit to producers so that we don't go into a tailspin and a downward spiral, but actually can restore the power of the American economy. And the best way to do that, and Trump understands this, is to work with countries that are not slaves to this British system. Europe is completely enslaved to this system, out of Brussels and the European Union. The U.S. is also completely enslaved by it. And even though Boris Johnson has some different ideas, he's part of the City of London. The question then is, why is Trump continuing to insist on working with Putin and Xi Jinping? Because they have moved out away from this system toward an alternative system, which the U.S. would be very, very comfortable to get into. It would not force us to change, give up our freedoms or anything of the sort. In fact, it would enhance our freedoms if we worked with these countries that are going to break with the existing International Monetary Fund, World Trade Organization paradigm.
Precisely.
So I think that's what's at stake here in this fight. And it's not good enough to cheerlead Trump. We've got to get out and explain this to the American people.
Right.
So that they can be participants in it.
The next system that they want to build, and Trump's frustrated them with his first term in office, is they want to capture us in a digital cyber cage electronically. And the Rhino Republicans and Democrats, either the left or the right, want to force us toward that system, and they want America to surrender economically and militarily to world government, don't they?
Well, we've gone a long way in that direction. But what Trump did was, by raising this issue of national economic sovereignty, he created the basis for the American people to rise up and shake off the chains of the system. And, you know, many people are ready to do that, but they're still not sure where to go. That's why we keep emphasizing, the LaRouche movement keeps emphasizing the four-power agreement, because there are four countries in the world strong enough to defeat the British system: the U.S., Russia, China, and India. And then the four LaRouche laws to put our economy back in a productive state.
Right. Amazing analysis and truthful analysis. And simple and logical conclusions that will work. Thank you, Harley. Hope your throat is getting better. We're going to bring on Greg Ford early in the next segment. Stay tuned. Thank you, Greg. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy Holiday. See you next week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further.
Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And when you're out there... And we have... Greg Ford here. Oh yeah, still trying. Okay. We have a Harley Schlanger. Was here, and Harley had some interesting comments to make about financial stuff, and I'm going to kind of add some stuff to that today, so you get an idea of perspective of what's really going on here. So the situation here with financially is that they're setting up America to fail and to surrender to world government. And you have to understand that's failure. They want to not go to war, but go to surrender. And we've got that conclusion with Greg Ford, and we're going to talk about some of the intel information. including the fact that we have a situation here with America financially in debt because of the illegal war in the Gulf 18 years ago, started after 9/11. And that debt right now, the $22 trillion debt, was doubled by Barack Obama. And now it's at the point where the federal deficit is so high and paying interest on it is actually pushing the country toward a disturbance where the repo market can literally blow it up. So people need to understand that that's what's happening here right now. So I want to go to some of the main stories that I have over here. One of my favorite places, which is the Epoch Times. And I'm going to kind of pull up some of the articles here. It's one of my favorite papers. I like it even better than Drudge now. I used to like Drudge, but not as much anymore. Now, the Epoch Times, you can get it online every day, and I get the actual magazine every week as well, the actual paper, large like newspaper. But people need to understand what's going on now. The Democrats launched an attack where they launched an attack against Trump with basically two things, saying he was, number one, abusing his power, which he wasn't. He was developing foreign policy, which means we want you to clear up your corruption in Ukraine. The people like Hill and Yovanovitch all said that there was no corruption by the Ukrainians, which they know is a lie, and they're trying to put it on the Russians because this is part of the Russian game. This is what Russiagate was all about with Trump. And the reason is, if you can't negotiate around and get Russia on our side, then you have a situation where you're going to have a problem where Russia can't get back in the G8, and you increase the danger that if there is a conflict, say with Iran, that Russia will launch nuclear weapons at the very least to cause an EMP attack against our high atmosphere and knock out our power grid, which would kill 90% of our population, but I call the weapon of indignation. So in other words, the policies of Nancy Pelosi are speeding the danger of a world surrender or an EMP attack caused as a consequence of a conflict with Russia. Now, Russia, to be honest with you, doesn't want to engage with a full-force war because they know it'll be annihilated. They won't survive a war, even if they kind of kill most Americans. And the situation right now is the world government is pushing various elements in countries like China and Russia to move toward world surrender. And that's what's really going on here, isn't it? So we'll keep on trying to see if we can get Greg Ford on. I'm kind of surprised that... do we have him? No luck yet. Okay, no yuck yet. Okay. Let me open up some of the articles that are here, the latest ones from what's going on here. Vulnerable Democratic Rep. Max Rose says he'll support impeachment. Why? He's vulnerable? These people are suicidal. First off, it's not when it goes to the Senate, it's going to die. And then, unfortunately, what McConnell is going to do is he's not going to have a trial. Now, if they had a trial, an open trial with witnesses and so on, it'll actually teach the American public how bad the Democrats are manipulating and actually attacking not only the president but the president's office. And as Harley talked about, turning our presidential system, which is better than the parliamentary system in Britain, so that the House of Representatives doesn't have to be on the same sheet of music as the president. The president, luckily, was elected by all the people to bring an executive power to actually bring about things, which he's done dozens and dozens of major things like $7 trillion increase in the economy, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Yeah, there's a few things that he's done incorrectly. Pushing 5G network, we correct, and GMO foods. But you have to understand, the major things are ticking off the New World Order because they want America not have missile defense, not have cybernetic protection of our power grid and our electronic finances. And they want America to be in a situation where we surrender to world government. That's what's going on here. So the FISA court, basically, there's going to be major changes to the FISA court. They're not going to get away with this anymore. In fact, the IG report may mean major changes to the FISA court so they can't act like they have one, which is basically a star chamber. Donald Trump himself, I agree with him, says he doesn't mind a long impeachment trial, because if there is, there's going to be tons of evidence come out, and there's going to be people with indictments and a grand jury that are going to go to prison. So I would say the color for 2020 is going to be orange. You're going to see a lot of people go to prison because of that. A judge rejects the DOJ efforts to delay House lawsuit against Trump administration. So federal judge on Friday rejected the Department of Justice request to delay a lawsuit against attorney against Trump administration. So, so this is what's going on there. Let's have a look at this article. This is important. Secretary of Commerce William Wilbur Ross looks as Attorney General Wilbur Barr delivers remarks on citizenship and the census in the Rose Garden. The judge rejects the DOJ, Department of Justice, effort to delay the House lawsuit against the Trump administration, okay? So, federal judge on Friday rejected the Department of Justice's request to delay a lawsuit against Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary William Wilbur Ross for defying subpoenas from Congress as part of the House investigation. Yeah, when this actually goes forward before trial, we're going to see that the Democrats have abused their power and their subpoena power. And especially if it goes to the Senate, these politicians are going to end up in orange jumpsuits and go to prison. It's going to get very, very, very bad. This is a other major articles. Our education secretary defends a debt relief plan, blames the Obama administration for leaving the problem. Betsy DeVos endured testy exchanges on Thursday in the House Education and Labor Committee hearing on her plan to overhaul the program. The FISA court, of course, is going to be major, major changes. California base jumpers risk it all in one of the world's deadliest extreme sports. So they're doing base jumping, which I think is skydiving began in the late 1970s. They call it base jumping. These people are basically base jumping with like these kind of body suits on and flying. They're flying on these base jumping. I think it's pretty insane stuff. When Trump says he doesn't mind a long impeachment trial, I think he's on the right track here, actually. Because the more machinations with real witnesses on both sides, especially the Republican side, you're going to see this completely transform and change here so that people are going to start moving. More and more people are moving already in the independents toward Trump. This is going to get much, much more intense. Asked if he prefers a long Senate trial or a short one. And by the way, McConnell in the Senate is trying to make it really short. That's not good because you want to have Trump stay in court. He hasn't had one so far. The Star Chamber with Schiff and Nadler have tried to make it look like he's a criminal, and there's no evidence of that whatsoever. But the average American that doesn't know how to analyze the legal options and the data is assuming that Trump must be guilty of something if the Democrats, so many of them, are saying this. It's conjecture. It's ridiculous, and the fact is once he has an actual trial, so Senator McConnell of Kentucky, Republican, Thursday, that he is coordinating with the White House and that ultimately it's up to Trump lawyers to decide whether to call witnesses during the trial. I'm certain that McConnell's going to have to accede to Trump's wishes to bring forth witnesses, including things like Hunter Biden and Biden himself and others, so... after opening up the statements are made by the lawyers for the House and lawyers that are representing the Trump, then a simple majority of 51 senators could move to end the trial. My feeling is that they probably will solve the problem, but it's going to be painful witnesses coming forward, and you're going to see some indictments in grand juries, and you're going to see them indict and send some of these people like Adam Schiff, who claimed to be a fact witness at the same time. He will probably be going to prison along with Nadler and others, including Nancy Pelosi.
I need to ask you a question. You know your geek guys that are coming?
Yeah.
They're here. Would that be too much noise?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I told them to do that.
They're here.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Do not let them know. If you have to lasso them and make sure they don't leave, I'll be here another hour and 15 minutes, okay?
That's what I was hoping.
Yeah, that was really bad.
We'll come back at 5, perhaps.
I wanted to do it right after the show. That way they can get it done over in an hour. Okay?
Okay, my dear.
All right, thank you. Yeah, as usual, everybody kind of tries to throw off my schedule here. I think this is what's going to happen. I think you're going to start seeing that if Trump gets his own trial, which I'm sure he's going to push for, he's not going to get away with McConnell trying to stop this. Let's see. Democrats trivializing impeachment for political gain. Okay, Trump is a fighter. I mean, if you want to see anything about Trump, he'd be a great guy to run WWE. People need to be aware of that. And Host says Trump was looking forward to Senate trial after Host panel approves impeachment. Great. In fact, he's saying, please bring it on, bring it on. It's like coming to my cage match. I mean, when he starts calling forth witnesses, it's going to get not just embarrassing, it's going to get deadly for these damn Democrats. They're not just going to be able to try to impeach. They're going to start going to prison. That's what I see happening. And at the very least, they're going to lose the House and the Senate. Their political days are over. And if the Democratic Party operates like this and doesn't try to help take care of the American public, they will be actually wiped out of office for a generation. They will not be back in power for a long time unless this new Democratic Party in the future arises from the bones of this one. Because they have done such horrors to the State of the Union by doing this kind of foolishness. Now, I want to cover some of the latest things on China. Now, China has multiple vectors here. It's not just one vector. The Hong Kong protests are continuing. Hong Kong doesn't want to lose their now that they have support by Trump, the Chinese are trying to threaten that they're going to come in there and start taking over. They say they want to do the same thing to Taiwan. If China tries to take over Taiwan, Taiwan will nuke them to pieces. The Chinese regime's legal influence triggers disquiet in the Hong Kong financial sector. Yeah. Hong Kong is not under the same financial sanctions as the Communist Empire of China. And unless China actually does multiple things, not just first phase, but multiple phases, they're not going to have the axe taken away from their neck. Hong Kong has got a superior financial relationship with the West. So this is going to have a dramatic effect on them. The U.S. and like-minded partners will keep security in Asia as a counter to China, and they're working on this, re-engineering how they're going to deal with security.
Do you want some good news on the air?
Yeah, what's the good news there?
For you, Bill, they're going to come back at 3.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all that kerfuffle was over nothing. Hear that beep, beep, beep?
That's the truck leaving. Yeah.
But don't be upset.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay?
That's good, yeah.
Some that's technical. Good news for you.
Yeah, thank you.
That means the news, that's the important news that you get.
Yeah, by the way, well, I want people to realize when we're doing these great shows and we're getting all this intel, people, we work our tails off. You need to support us by not only lots of prayer, but get all your gifts for yourself and your family as NutriMed gifts of wellness by purchasing our NutriMeds and technology. Now, we have a number of people I went and contacted, a number of people have bought the Magi recently or other epigenetic technology. You must have a consult. If you had one, we're going to upgrade that and go over your supplements and tweak them so that the right supplements and the right technology, like the Magi, have to be combined to get the optimized effect in your body. We'll be back in a moment with Greg Ford. Back in just a minute.
Attention all shoppers. It's cancellation day. Yes, the big adios is just a few hours away.